Even as legislators milled about before state police color guards posted their flags and roll was called in both chambers, preparations for the month-long fiscal session had long been underway. The session will deal with budgets for various state entities as proposed by the governor. Members of the House and Senate must reach 3/4 majorities to approve them, amending certain sections along the way. While the process may sound dull and uneventful, this year's session may be especially critical as it will largely determine the fate of the state's private option. And while the legislature's Democrats are expected to fully renew their support, there's more of a divide on the Republican side.
You know, it's really still kind of up in the air. I don't know what private conversations are going on and what proposals are out there. They haven't been discussed yet.
State Senator Bruce Holland points to legislators' prevailing uncertainty about the fate of the program, which allows low-income Arkansans to buy private insurance using an influx of federal money earmarked for Medicaid.
I think there's a lot of very vocal folks opposing the private option, but I think that a lot of the rank and file see it as the conservative way to deal with Obamacare in Arkansas.
Holland says he supports reauthorizing the program. Others, like Republican Representative Charlene Fite, don't. She voted against it last session and plans to again this time around. But she says many legislators have their eye on the private option.
Just everybody is looking at things real closely. I know I'm trying to read everything I can. My eyes are kind of starting to burn. And I've ordered some new glasses.
On the table are numerous aspects to the program that many of the state's conservatives say need to be tweaked. Republican State Representative John Hutchinson, who voted for it last time, is also uneasy this time. He still has questions.
I want it to come back in and be rethought, the thought process on it. I think we're going to make a bad mistake if we pass it as it currently is.
Hutchinson says he wants more authority over the health insurance marketplace to be put in the hands of the Arkansas Insurance Department. More than 100,000 people in the state now have health insurance under the private option, according to the Department of Human Services. As that list grows, legislators have a month to figure out what to do with the program. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.